This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. My name's Joe and today I'm looking to help those looking to create a free hit side for Double Game Week 34. This will hopefully be handy for those not free hitting as well, so you know what you could be up against and also which transfers to target as well. What we're going to do is we're going to have a look at the fixtures, just remind ourselves of who's playing twice. We're going to have a look at the best form attack and best form defence, as well as some of the key players, particularly in attacking roles. That's what we're interested in, especially for the captaincy call. And then I've got a free hit draft, drawing on a lot of that information, and hopefully that will be of interest to you to formulate your own free hit team or find out, as I said, what you're up against as well. Just before we do that, just a reminder, do press that like button and also do remember to subscribe so you can be up to date with all our latest videos and podcasts. Okay, let's have a look at the fixtures first. Okay, so this shows that I've sorted this by fixture difficulty for those listening on the podcast version. It's Crystal Palace, Arsenal, Sheffield United, Liverpool, Everton, Bournemouth and Wolves all play twice. They are key teams to target. Crystal Palace atop at home to West Ham and Newcastle, then Arsenal with Wolves away, then Chelsea at home. Sheffield United have quite a mixed bag, but quite good for their attackers maybe. Burnley at home, Manchester United away, Liverpool, Fulham and Everton away. Everton, Nottingham Forest and Liverpool, two home games there for them. Aston Villa and Wolves away for Bournemouth, and Wolves have Arsenal and Bournemouth at home. Meanwhile, some very favourable fixtures for single game week players. So if you're free hitting, you might want to include one, maybe two single game week players. Man City take on an out of form Brighton, could be of interest. Ollie Watkins for Aston Villa faces Bournemouth, of course. And then Manchester United have a very favourable tie. Sheffield United, Garnacho, if he is back in the good books, and Bruno Fernandes could be key options there. So there are single game week players to consider. Let's have a look at the best defence so far. So what we're looking at here is I've got the last six. So these in terms of defenders you might want to be targeting for your free hit. And it shows that Arsenal absolutely top. Last six, they're expected to have conceded four. They've got four clean sheets in the last six and they've in fact only conceded three goals. Manchester City are next. Not a double though. They've expected to concede six. They've have indeed conceded six and just one clean sheet. Liverpool, who do have a double though, they did concede against Crystal Palace. They can't seem to keep a clean sheet. They've only got one in the last six, but Their expected goals conceded 6.3. That is the third best. And they've only conceded six as well. Nottingham Forest are next. I don't think people will go for there for their on their free hit for a single game weaker from Nottingham Forest in the defence. But Bournemouth are next. And this is interesting for those like me who've got Zabarnier in their team. You're thinking, well, could they get a clean sheet here with Aston Villa away and Bournemouth? I would think not. But you never know. They have got a clean sheet in the last six. The expected goals conceded seven. They have, in fact, conceded 10. But they've been unlucky there. Newcastle, Brentford, Fulham are next. Crystal Palace are next defence to consider for double game weekers. Expected goals conceded 9.5. Kept Liverpool at bay at the weekends in game week 33. They've in fact conceded 10 goals. So they've been marginally unlucky, marginally. They do have a clean sheet, as said. Over that last six run as well. Chelsea, Tottenham are next. Tottenham, of course, are a blank fixture. So if you've got a Tottenham player and you're not free hitting, you might want to be benching or removing them. Sheffield United are next. Well, they've conceded a whopping 18 goals, but their expected goals conceded over the last six has been 10. So they have been underperforming there. The clean sheets are zero, though. So don't expect any clean sheets there coming for Sheffield United. Everton, interesting. Pickford could be an interesting pick. Branthwaite as well. They do have a clean sheet in the last six. Same as Sheffield United. Expected goals conceded 10.2. And they have their goals conceded is, in fact, 9. We've got Burnley next, then Wolves. Wolves are another double game week side. They've conceded 11 goals. Should have conceded just 10, but no clean sheets. So that's going to be tricky. Ait Nouri could be injured still. So he was a popular pick, but I'm not sure any of the others will be there. Worst defences, Brighton, West Ham, Aston Villa, Luton and Manchester United. That is interesting with Man City playing Brighton. Could be time to invest perhaps in a player or keep a player for your free hit side from Man City. Let's have a look at the attacks to target for looking where we're going to place our attacking focus in our free hits. Liverpool are top in terms of expected goals. 15.9 over the last six. That is absolute top. Even better than Man City. They have, in fact, only conceded 9. Massive underachievers there over that period. Man City, however, they have scored 17 goals and the expected goals were 15.6. So a little bit overperforming there. Newcastle have been top. Those who have invested in Isak and Anthony Gordon should have prospered in 15 goals and the expected goals conceded 13.3. They face Crystal Palace. Could be a good option. I mean, there's going to be many people with Isak, Anthony Gordon, who are free hitting them out of their side this week. They could be regretting that move, of course. The other attacks, Chelsea, notable attack. That's something to remember for game week 35 when they start their period of having a couple of doubles over that period, over that final run in the season. Then Tottenham, Bournemouth, interesting. 12 goals. Expected goals conceded of 10.2. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The seventh best. Then Arsenal. So Arsenal just behind Bournemouth in the last six in terms of expected goals. Only marginally, though. They're expected to have scored 10. They've, in fact, scored 13. So it could be overperforming. West Ham, Nottingham Forest, Burnley, Brentford are next. And Everton and Crystal Palace. Everton, expected goals scored is 8. And Crystal Palace expected goals scored 7.5. Further down, Wolves expected goals 6.6. Sheffield United 6.2. Just as a reminder, Liverpool expected goals is 15.9. More than double most of those sides there, or around double in Everton's case. So that proves that perhaps even though Liverpool have been massively underperforming, there could be a turnaround on the card soon because they've certainly got the expected goals to show for it there. So not the goals, but the expected goals. So Liverpool attack, I think, could be a good place to focus your free hit. Let's have a look at attacking players. Salah's absolutely top here. Last six matches he's played, he is the most attacking player. Minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty, every 99 minutes. So it's for goal involvement a game, 3 goals and an assist over his last 6 matches. He's been underperforming by at least a goal involvement, created 13 chances. Foden is next, and De Bruyne is just after him. Minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty every 100 minutes for Foden, every 108 minutes for De Bruyne. Just shows, could be time to keep a little bit of Man City coverage with their game against Brighton. Obviously, rotation fears are there, but the rotation fears, I think, are across the board with any team that is fighting in cup competitions as well. Isak is next, with further underlining his potential. Minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty every 110 minutes. He's got an assist and a whopping seven goals, 8 attacking returns last 6 matches. Haaland next, not too shabby, 5 attacking returns. Minutes per expected goal involvement just behind Isak with 113 minutes. And he's created 6 chances as well. A couple of assists and 3 goals, as I said there. Darwin Nunez, he's been in my team. He's been very frustrated. I thought he would be massively underperforming, but he's in fact been sort of scoring what he should have been, really. He's only marginally been underperforming. Got 2 assists and 2 goals, 4 attacking returns over the last 6 matches. It's okay. It's only 7.7. Diaz, I think, would be a better bet for a Liverpool attack. So if you want to double up on a Liverpool attack, I think Salah and Diaz look the shrewd ones here. He's got 2 goals and an assist, and he's just behind Darwin Nunez. But he has been, in terms of minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty. But he's been very much underperforming. He's got a minus of 1.4, so he should have scored at least 1.4 goal involvements over that period. So that underlines his potential there. We've got Munez at Fulham. I don't think people are going to go there. It could be a bench option though at 4.7. And then Eze and Elise. These are interesting. Crystal Palace. Eze scored against Liverpool, beat Liverpool. 2 goals and an assist in his last 6 matches he's played. Both Eze and Elise have had periods of injury. Both of them at 100 minutes per expected goal involvement, non-penalty every 126 minutes. Eze created 11 chances, Elise 9. Elise more the assister, got 2 assists there. But he does have 4 goals. I think some of those have been when Eze's not been on the pitch. But it was good to see Eze, Elise and Mateta playing, so it underlines Mateta's potential as well. Just missed out on this table, which I sorted per minutes per expected goal involvement and non-penalty. Okay, so there's some of the key attacking players, and I think we've established, looking at the attacking form players, that whilst Liverpool don't appear to have been in good form, they are the form attack in terms of expected goals. So there's been some a degree of underperformance there. We can see marginally with Salah by at least 1 goal involvement over the last 6 matches, and Diaz as well. It hasn't actually been Darwin Nunez who's been the main culprit, but there's been underperformance really across the board. But Diaz and Salah, main culprits there of underperforming. Okay, I've got...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A free hit team I put together. I've used... planfpl.com. I'm just making sure I've got the right web address there. And I've got 1.4. This is my budget. I think I'm 105, 106 or so in my budget. I've got 1.4 remaining with this one. Okay. So for the benefit of those listening to the podcast version, I'm going to read all of the names out and then I'll go back and dwell on some of those decisions there. So I've gone for Alisson in goal. There's my Liverpool defensive coverage. I don't like the Liverpool defence that much, so I'm sort of dipping my toe into them. I've got Gabriel, another double game week player, obviously. Got Wolves and Chelsea. I can't see myself going out with an Arsenal defence. Arsenal are the best defence, so I've got Ben White as well. I've had him in my team 2 or 3 weeks, and he's got me returns all the time. He even got a return when they conceded 2 goals because he went off before they conceded against Aston Villa. Muniz at Crystal Palace. I've got Anderson in my real life team, but if I was free hitting, I think I'd go for him. Just marginal upside there. I think Mitchell's a good option, and I do think Henderson is a good option. But I just think Crystal Palace defence somewhere is good. We saw what Anderson did, for example. We got a couple of bonus against the Liverpool. So I think any of them are good options, but Muniz probably gets the edge for me. Across the midfield, I've got Eze, Salah, Saka, Elise, Luis Diaz in a 3-5-2. And up front, Haaland, Solanke. On my bench, I've got Pickford, Kuna, Kerkez and Kilman. Okay, so I've spoken a bit about the defence. I've got a 3-5-2 here. One major consideration, I think, for free hitters, 3-4-3 or 3-5-2. Personally, I prefer 3-5-2. Midfielders get more points, and in double game weeks, you get more points for a goal, you get clean sheet points, all of these things add up. And you can get an extra 5-7 points just from those sort of clean sheet points alone, or just for that extra point for a goal as well. And I think with a number of teams where their main attacking threat isn't their striker, it's in fact their midfielder. I think there's just lots and lots of options. I was talking in FPL Generals show. I think there's at least six I would go for. Eze, Elise, Salah, Luis Diaz, Saka and Havertz as well. But obviously we can only have five, so one's got to miss out. Havertz for me, probably just to do with budget and to do with... I do like the Arsenal defence there, so I wouldn't double up on a Crystal Palace defence or the Liverpool defence, but I would with the Arsenal defence. That was the deciding factor for me. So Gabriel, Munoz, White, I think I've explained. Alisson Becker dipping my toe into Liverpool's defence. Okay, let's dwell on the midfield then. Eze and Elise, which one to go for? Well, if you want a free hit, just get both. I just think one of them's going to score, one of them's going to assist, and they're going to assist each other. I think it's worth doing on a free hit. I wouldn't want double Crystal Palace midfielders for long term. One game week, they're top of the season ticker for this game week in terms of difficulty. West Ham and Newcastle could be tough, but they're both at home, both a bit iffy form away. I'm happy with that. Eze and Elise for me. So it's not a question of that and or. If you were to go with just one, Eze on penalties. Salah and Luis Diaz. So I haven't gone for Darwin Nunes. I do have him in my real life team, but not my. If I was free hitting, I would have Salah and Diaz. As I said, they've been the ones underperforming. I think they're the ones most likely to. I think with Jota back, there could, and Gakpo, there will be rotation. You might see one coming off early. You might see one coming on in the 60th minute or so. I don't mind. I think Liverpool are attacking. I think they're top for the expected goals over the last six. So I'm willing to double up on their attack there, and I think they're the two best options there. Just one Arsenal, Saka on pens. I like the Arsenal defence, so that's why I'm gone for just one. But as I said, Havertz is under consideration. So up front, Solanke, I kept it. I mean, obviously, he's been in my real life team. I couldn't bring him out. He's got a double game week. I just think that, with Aston Villa away and Wolves away, I think there's potential for doing well there. I just can't see anything wrong with Solanke. He's a staple there. I mean, I wouldn't hesitate putting him in. And Haaland, he's my only single game week player away to Brighton. Obviously, there's rotation fears. You know, he could get rested for this one, but I feel he had a rest. And also, unlike a lot of the other players, it's not that he doesn't do much. Obviously, he runs a lot. He does a lot of work as well. But it's not like he's, really attacking fullback who just has to be substituted at the 60th minute because they're just going to fall apart otherwise. I think Haaland can survive a few games in a row. I don't see any reason why he's sort of in the red zone and won't play. But, you know, it could be famous last words. But I'm willing to take a risk on him because on my bench, I've got Pickford, Kuna, Kerkez and Kilman. I'll dwell on Kuna. Kuna is a really strong option if you, I think, going for 3-4-3. I think, personally, there's so many good midfielders, I just want to play them all. But I think Kuna could do really well and he could punish me on the bench. Say Haaland, I think the thing with Haaland's not the sort of player to come on in the 60th minute. Could do, but I think he's either going to play, he's not going to play. And if he's not going to play, Kuna's going to come in. And Kuna's got those two games. Arsenal at home, not expecting much for that. The Bournemouth at home one, that's one I like. I think Kuna, great in a 3-4-3, but I think he's a great first sub, just in case Haaland doesn't show up. Apologies, I've still got a bit of a cough and a cold. Pickford, I think, is a sound goalkeeper choice. Nottingham Forest at home and Liverpool at home. I don't expect him to keep clean sheets, but I do expect him to pick up save points there. Kirkez, it could be any. Basically, I've got money in the bank. It could be anyone. So I just put Kirkez and Kilman in. They're just defenders that are going to play. And they might be needed. They might get a clean sheet. And they might get an attacking return. There's lots of ifs and buts there. I'm not too worried about them. The only player I don't think is going to show up. The only player I think there's the strong potential not to show up is Haaland. And that's why Kuna is there. So I like a 3-5-2. The obviously depressing thing for me is I'm not free hitting this week because I've already used that in game week 29. I earn a massive 6 points on the team I would have fielded then. So anyone who free hits this week, you're going to do better. That's just the way it is. And I'm going to have to suck that up. But I've got a number of these players without a hit on my normal team. I haven't got all of them. I wish I could. But I've got a number of them. So hopefully the gap won't be too hard. So whether you're free hitting or not, good luck with the game week. I hope that's been of use to you. Lots of options. Good luck deciding. Take care. See you soon.